So how long you guys been doing this for?
2 years?
2 years?
Is it three? Has it been three?
It's not even three. Wait, we started like COVID, isn't it?
It's got to be like 2021 we started, bro.
2020, I'm pretty sure.
That's 2020.
I don't know. All I know is
all I know, yeah, it was in November we started, and I don't remember if it was 21 or 20.
I think it was 2020, you know. That was you, like, that was still during the tears as well. The tears.
Yeah. It was.
That shit was depressing as well, bro.
So it was 20, right? Hey, yo, Alex, was it 20? 2020?
We started 2020.
What, 2020?
Yeah. We've just been doing it. It's just been fun, bro. I don't even remember.
Yeah, but you are funny, man.
It's been fun, like, I don't remember.
No, you guys are actually funny.
Hey, it's funny. Yeah, I think it's 2020 then.
Very.
It's, no, don't say us. It's him. It's him.
It's, no, because you guys are endorsing it, so it's all
this. It's this guy.
I'm actually the. I'm
at the facade. It's all entertainment.
I've deep that. I'm actually the sane one.
Compared to who? Compared to
I don't
who?
About that, bro. You're sane. I'm sane.
Let me hear your point.
I don't want to say no names, but Chino's a bit crazy.
Interesting.
Chino's a bit crazy. But then we've had worse guests than me.
Oh, we've had Ash. We've had Ash on.
I put Ash and Ed as
What was they saying? What was they saying?
No, that Ed episode was
Just some crazy questions, bro.
No, it was crazy. Like,
would you rather fuck a goat and nobody ever finds out? Or everyone thinks you fucked a goat, but you didn't fuck a goat. Everyone in the whole world.
Oh, I've seen people ask this question before.
But
actually, I don't know how to answer that one.
That's true.
It's just
how we look, Alex.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it. Yeah.
Have you hit record on the audio thing?
I think so. It's,
is it red?
Yeah. Okay. It's too much responsibility for me. I shouldn't be trusted.
All right.
So much.
Oh, you're not staying.
Nah,
you're not allowed to stay. We got to pay them to stay.
Nah, we ain't got the bread for them.
Get out of here.
See, thank you.
We've had some interesting people. People want took us back. The white boy.
Who's white boy?
What happened?
Nah, he's just white, isn't it?
What does that even mean?
He's white, isn't he? He's a white lad.
He's just like
the white boy, isn't
it? Is it the ones where like he just doesn't realize the madnesses that he's saying? Like he just
Okay, cool.
Which one?
Remember the mixed race thing?
Yeah.
Why you shouldn't laugh at that? Why are you laughing?
No, it was hilarious because obviously Alex was like, "Oh, you mixture people, they beg the white side more, yeah. White people see us black, like, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was like, yeah, of course you're not white.
It was like, wait, hold on, bro.
He just went up and said that we are.
There was one time, yeah, I was editing something, yeah, and I had to rewind it. I said, ain't no way Tookus just said that. And I was like, I had to message him. I was like, he was like, yeah, man, it's alright, I get drunk sometimes. But it is like, with like podcasts, you kind of forget that you're...
Yeah,
once you get into it, innit, you get carried away.
You get comfortable in that.
There are many things that didn't make it on the air. I just want to let everyone know, innit. Yeah, there are many
we do edit.
I feel like you should do like a little bloopers episode of all the madnesses.
We get in prison.
Yo!
Straight away.
The bloopers would go, it would do...
It would do what? Crazy. What will it do? What will it do?
What crazy be says on the sun?
But the thing is,
ruin our life.
You know, because it's like before the recording, it's like when we were together.
Sometimes we talk about real life shit, innit?
Yeah. It's our time to like actually
unwind, isn't it?
Yeah, because us lot, because we talk here like every other week, it's like we kind of just save it. Like if you have anything to say, we link up. It's like before and after.
Fairs.
And get our shit off.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you like in the chat or whatnot. Yeah. I wasn't scared. Let's save for that.
But then don't you have like, sometimes you have an argument and you're like, oh, I'm itching to like talk about it right now.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, shut up, you're an idiot or whatever. We'll be like, yeah, this guy said something dumb. Like,
oh, what? Argument between us?
No, like say like you're not together, but like you've seen something and you really want to talk about it. And it's like, oh, you start saying, wait, like until
you're do you know what? It's because I feel like we're all like similar guys. Like you can't really have arguments with us. It's like.
Okay. That's good.
Like, no, you can. I'm just going to deflect it.
Yeah.
You're arguing with a brick wall. I ain't even trying to entertain
it. I'm not hearing it. I'm not listening. I'm like,
swear, all of yous are like that. See, he's arguing. He's going to argue back.
Nah, I wouldn't. I'm not even the arguing type.
It's time
like,
draining, energy consuming. Why,
we might bring it on air, though, if it's funny enough. Like, okay. If it's
but
funny.
Why would I argue with a woman when I can just say, believe what you want?
That's ridiculous.
And then that's where you're going to piss me off.
Oh, wait, you're talking about arguing with women?
No, I'm talking about arguments in general.
I was about to say.
You can't even pay me. You can't even pay me to argue with
you. You couldn't.
You're right.
You couldn't give me enough bread.
Whatever you believe, you're right.
You couldn't give me enough bread.
You're going to win in life. Give me enough bread.
You're right, bro.
You couldn't.
You can say I'm cheating. Yeah, you're right.
You're right. No, you're right.
You're right.
How do you know, bitch?
You got me. What are you do about it?
Wait,
have we moved on from this? Huh?
You just want peace?
No, because women got stamina, bro. Women got stamina, man.
What do you mean?
Like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. No, women can argue. Like, women show up but ready.
If
to
I have
argue,
a point
bro.
And my intuition is telling me intuition. I'm right, you have nothing to say. Like.
Why would women ever use intuition for something good like lottery numbers?
Yo!
Let's get rich.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, don't work like that.
Don't want to miss Tanisha. Let's get rich, bro.
No, it don't work like that. It works with, like, feelings and emotions. And
emotions. You should have feel what these numbers are.
I can't monetize that.
Yo, facts.
You know what? I've deeped, yeah. Like, women always use, like, female intuition, yeah, after the situation happened. Like,
no, no.
That's
no,
called
no,
hindsight, no, nigga.
Everyone's got that hindsight.
No, I'm telling you, we've told our girls our intuition already, but if we say it to you straight away, we're going to see mad to you guys. So the way we say it to you, man, has to be different. You know?
Do you know what? Low-key, I don't believe in it. I feel like, low-key.
But
no,
you're
no,
not
no,
a woman.
No,
how
no,
would you know?
No, do you know what? I believe in it, but at the same time, I feel like sometimes it's rubbish.
But
no,
but...
No, because I feel like they say it enough times, it eventually becomes real anyway.
You know what it is?
Like, they pay it enough times.
You know what it is, yeah? It's like, sometimes us guys give them the sign, like,
now you are giving it to
no,
us.
No, no,
so it's not even
if I leave my phone open, you go through my phone, that's not intuition.
I've done that.
You my phone, I've done that.
I need
no, but why am I going through your
me?
Phone? Because I have an intuition that you're doing something bad.
No,
you're nosy.
Is it really intuition if I come home 4 days in a row at 4 a.m? Is that really intuition? I don't know.
Like, you see,
I'm dark because you see, like,
no, you're not taking it too far.
But you know, like when you like just stop liking a baby, yeah, and you just like give her hints, like
oh my,
and you
days.
Just don't really fuck with her no more.
Oh my,
please, I'll do anything. Leave.
Start calling her big bro.
Well, hey, you're the one with the money.
Yo, big money. Yeah, yo, that's big
behavior.
Money.
You're the one with the money.
Demon behavior. Just big money.
Nah. The whole relationship, you pay for everything.
Hey, as soon as you stop fucking with a baby, yeah, it's so funny. Like, it's like everything she does annoys
you. Know you know the way it comes, gives the duel to you, just pass it, you slide it over there.
Oh, yo.
We're going Dutch.
Wait, did man them get the ick though?
What do you mean?
Like, do you use like get icks and girls?
It depends, yeah, for sure.
Do you know what? I wouldn't call it ick. It's just like.
I get put off.
Yeah, it's like, you ever just.
For example, you like, start saying rappers' names by the actual names on that. That's not putting me off.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I know him.
I know James.
Yeah.
James. Oh, okay. All right, man. Bro.
Jamal's got a new tape coming out next month.
Now you have to ask who? Who's that?
Yeah.
Who's that?
You have to ask.
Who's that?
Your song here, track 8, is about me. Aubrey. That track's about me.
I was in the studio room.
Allow me.
The studio was a vibe that day.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Like that, bro.
Allow me, but it's just sometimes, yeah, you just like clock on to find out that like some girls are actually losers.
Some of them.
Yeah, and it's only sad. Some. And it's sad. Only it's some. Like, only some. That was my cinnamon apple. Mm. And it's like, now it's just some.
Rotten.
Some bum.
Wait, what makes a girl loser to you guys?
It's just like, sometimes it's just, I don't know, it's just, like
cool. Like they move, what they say. It's so like, how do you think like
that? I don't like a woman that's like always introducing like new characters in her life.
What?
Like
what?
She'll come up with a friend. Yeah, yeah, that's my best friend. And he's like,
since when?
Yeah, it's like, but I've realized women can like, every 2 years they switch up their role. Like us men, yeah, like we stick with the same niggas from primary school. Like we,
what do you mean you're locked in for life? You didn't know it last week, bro. Come on, bro.
I know where it comes from. It's them drunk nights in them toilets.
Wait, the girls' toilets, let me tell you, that is a socializing hub. That's a second club. I'm telling you, the girls'
I don't
toilets,
like girls too friendly, man. I don't like my girls too friendly. They're too big. I don't.
Nah, but it's either you
what
be
you
too...
mean, like say hello to everyone, bro? Like, no, I'm there, like a lemon just waiting, bro. How do you know this person?
No, but with the girls' toilets, it's either you're bare friendly or if you look at someone in the wrong way, a girl's going to say something to you and all her friends are there. Oh, so it's either one or the other. You have to be either really friendly.
Do women be getting jumped in them toilets? That's what I want to know.
I never experienced it, and I've never seen it, but I know, like, I think girls get annoyed at each other very easily as well. Like, when you're drunk and you're in the toilet and then it's smelling and people are pushing past you, you're going to get
annoyed. Toilets are mazzoline.
Yeah,
I nearly got jumped by some Somalians in Central. The toilets, spooky.
That man don't play either, bro.
Yeah, man. Bro, you know how bad it was, yeah?
No, was, facts, he probably did.
It was, huh?
Facts, you probably deserved that, bro.
No. Actually, they were wilding, though. Like, back in the days, all I remember, like, the Somalis, they were very just, like, they'd go out And them man were just like, only takes them a few drinks for them to be moving crazy. And
low alcohol tolerance.
So then next thing you know, a bottle cracks on the dance floor. I'm thinking, wow. And
it's getting cracking.
So then I'm like, I'm moving on now. And I'm moving on to the toilets. I'm like, I don't care what's happening. And I just see bearless, angry, like it kind of was like I just interrupted them, or they just didn't like my face. And it's just an argument going on. And then like with me, if you argue with me, like if guys are arguing with me, I'm arguing back because I ain't no bitch. And then it's like one of them ones.
Okay.
And then 5 turned into 10. Mm-mm. My 1 turned into 2. Their 10 turned to 20. Yeah. My 2 turned into 3. I ain't multiplying like that. I ain't got my guys.
Yeah, they multiply.
And then it got so bad, yeah. Security had to separate us, and then they sent that man upstairs, yeah. And they told me to bake off in like some next room, like some manager's room. I didn't know that existed in a club, yeah.
like ghost in truth.
Yeah. And then I was thinking, let me cut. And he goes to me, big man, if you saw outside, you wouldn't want to go there. They had to go out through the fire exit.
Hey.
I admit,
sideways in the alleyway.
Sometimes, yeah, it's like you don't want a war, and I was just like,
you have such a talent. You make enemies everywhere. Man. Yeah, you have a proper talent, bro.
And it's sad, and I'm such a friendly guy as well.
Nah, but your face must not be giving friendly vibes.
That's supposed to be what it is.
You need to be having so many enemies. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, some niggas just hate to see a nigga happy.
We happy for? Got to live in Christ. You happy?
That must be what it is.
Just like
I hear it
still.
But everyone's had them nights out. Yeah.
Introductions are in order, though.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Okay. Oh yeah. So we haven't really done introductions in ages, but should we do it? You know, it's Apes on Tape.
Not us. What about?
They know who we are, bro.
Yeah, they know who we are.
I'm hoping. Isn't it? Like,
I was gonna get into it. But
my fault, OG.
But yes, Apes on Tape episode. You know. And you know the vibes.
You find out.
You know the vibes.
And Atlas couldn't be with us.
He's caught something.
Yeah.
Actually,
it's called the mad thing, you know. Called the mad thing.
Said he was itchy.
Yeah,
bro.
That's an S ends with a D.
Sorry, my bro.
Not saying anything.
I'm more than that. Bro, I let you, fill it in.
Bro said he's got a headache. I said Magic Johnson had that one.
Yo, he told me something about sweating at night. He told me about cold sweats in the middle of the night. I don't know.
I know you catch cold separate illnesses.
But do you not want to introduce yourself?
Oh.
The face of the franchise, Ludo.
Face of what franchise? We've been over this, bruv.
You've seen the comments, face of the franchise.
No one's ever said that.
Don't hate, bro.
And we got a special guest with us, Chino.
Special?
Yeah.
You are here, nigga. You are not here, nigga.
Listen, I try for you guys. I tried it, yeah. Sometimes life's a bit hard, isn't it? Get me? Obviously, you know who I am. Get me? Yeah, Chino. What's up? Yeah.
And a real special guest.
Mal Grace from Birmingham.
Birmingham?
Yeah.
You from Brum?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, I moved up close.
Close where?
Close. Close.
Have you been into Birmingham though?
Of course, I went uni there.
I swear.
So you didn't know the accent like that though, do you?
No, I do.
No, I noticed earlier.
What, it's not there or is there?
No, it is there.
Okay, yeah, it's coming.
It is there?
Yeah.
Only one word.
You know what it is? Since I moved here, it like washed away bears. Yeah. But like when I get comfortable and I'm like talking to people, you'll hear it.
Yeah. How long have you been in London then?
For like a year and a bit, nearly 2 years.
It took that long to get rid of the accent.
No, but my defense. Fraud, bro. No, my.
She was on YouTube.
Word.
London slang.
No.
You want to get rid of that quick. Please.
You called her a fraud. You wanted to call Giles Joris in here, you know?
I went to uni. I had friends.
Yeah.
I had like everyone that was around me, basically, they was all from London. So then I caught it. But in my defense, as well, Christmas when I was younger, I was always in London. 6 weeks holidays, I was always in London. Mm. My dad is all from London.
Okay.
I'm like heavy. Okay.
I'll allow it.
Shout out Drury Quarter, obviously. Shout out Ladywood.
What you know about
Drury Quarter? Shout out Ladywood. Shout out Edge Baston. Yeah. Shout out Five Ways.
Okay.
Get me? Yeah. Shout out Sully Ho and that. Yeah. Actually, Sully Ho different though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sutton Coldfield and that. I'm out here. Get me?
Club 1-on-1.
I'm out here. 1-on-1. Yeah, shout out. No, actually, no. No, don't shout out 1-on-1.
that place out.
I'm in the world, so
we are not shouting that place out. Please, no.
If I one day, on here, I'll tell you.
Oh yeah, him. Hey.
No, no.
Have you been?
He's been.
This is the only story like story I haven't told like people. Like, I'm an open book.
Let's hear it.
No, I'll never tell it.
Why?
I haven't even told my mum or dad.
Okay, can we just get like a bit of synopsis or characters? Was police
story I know about though.
Yeah.
You told about that story.
I have never told this on.
Did you fall off?
No.
Fall off.
If I fell off, you're gonna hear about it. You're gonna see it. You're gonna see me drunk. You're gonna see me drunk tweeting,
yeah. Bro.
Hey, what does she want me, man?
Alex, up 3 a.m. Who want me, man? Who want me? Nah, who want me?
Available.
Just send shot, bro. Hey, you know, why are you playing with me? Never mind. Your life, bro. Why are you playing with me, bro?
What are you?
That is the best thing to do, yeah, is when you're drunk,
yeah.
Just on Instagram.
Yeah, just send a shot.
And you're just seeing who's ever uploaded after 2 minutes. What? Why are you playing with me? Whole time she's just been airing my messages.
Hey yo, real spit. You never let one of them off. You never let one of them off.
No.
Right.
That is
right.
Not me.
Hey,
like,
you never let one of them off.
You never just been drunk and be like, yo, like.
Nah.
Why you want me?
You
man?
Know what? I feel like with girls though, we have our like selective person, and then if you want to like talk drunk to them, you talk drunk to them. But apart from that,
what if he sleep? Because there's been plenty of times.
Yeah, I'm sleep, that's even better because that means I ain't gonna fuck up and say something mad.
Damn.
You know what? If I'm drunk and I'm trying to get my drunk texts off to like. The girl I'm chatting to, she ain't replying. I'm on to the next. I ain't gonna lie, man.
See, but you, man, can do that. You've got a roster.
I'm gonna just be shooting just so I keep boom.
Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say that women don't have a roster?
No, we have a roster.
That's what I thought. Yeah, please.
Let's not be serious. We're adults here.
Let's all be serious.
No, I'm being serious. Everyone has a roster, but I feel like men's roster is usually a lot longer and broader.
That's too much bread,
you know. I can't do that, you know.
But it don't have to be a bread thing. It could be like, oh, you just link and you know what it is.
In 2023, do you know what this is?
Why not?
Money.
Do you know what this is?
Just being around women right now, I see my money just going monzo, ping, ping, ping.
Bro.
That means you're messing with the right
listen,
girls.
Listen,
bro.
Women don't want to shag in the alleyways nowadays. It's crazy.
Would you shagging women in the alleyway?
Once or twice, you know. But you know, back in the days,
that's
when
crazy,
you know,
man.
You know, back in the days when it used to be in a park, but then you have to spice it up to like
go for it.
Yeah, be like, we went camping.
Why did you look at me? Don't look at me. Look at him. Don't look at me at all.
Look at me either, bro.
Don't look at me.
You're like from way back, bro.
Don't look at me at all.
But nowadays, you can't just go on a random whim, just book a hotel because now it's like 140.
You're more than that, bro.
Now you're looking at her like, do I really like her?
What, you wouldn't just... Even like a cheeky Nando's, that's that, no?
A cheeky Nando's?
What, Nando's is
we're in 2023.
Anymore.
We need to be serious.
Nando's is not cheeky.
We need to be serious.
Nando's actually rude right now, bro.
Bro!
So this means that you don't need to get creative with it. Get
creative.
Let's go to the park and paint.
Yeah,
Like something.
Hey, yo.
You can do that.
Hey, whoever made that event is a nasty man. Sipping stroke is ridiculous.
Yeah, what? Have you been?
Nah. Have you seen it? The ones in America, bro. The ones in America, they hire like male strippers, bro. You see me?
No, there's ones in the UK.
They do that as well.
No. I swear there was a picture of a girl.
Well. If a girl tried to go to that, that's an ick.
I heard it.
Casting a girl for going to sip and paint?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Why are you near me? That's not mine.
No. We're talking about the ones that go too far. The ones that like some of them bring some.
Imagine.
Yeah, no, the ones. Are you about the ones with the strippers?
You're painting. Leonardo DiCaprio or whatever his name is, Da Vinci.
And you see me on your shoulder, bro. Come on, bro.
No, but okay, there's girls that like to go up and dance to the strippers, and then there's girls that like to just sit there.
Why are you in there?
Nah, bro.
What is the vibe?
Imagine me just painting naked women. Just like, that's loser behavior.
That's crazy, man.
No, but it would be different, though.
It'd be... What? You know what I mean?
I find that nigga get over with, bro.
What's the future, bro?
Nah, I get it, but it gets like that. It's like, there's certain things, it's like...
I'm strict, bro. I can't lie.
Why are you doing this?
I'm a dictator, bro.
But like, my friend...
I'm Idi Amin.
Oh, no.
Yo, facts.
I know some people that went for like a wedding stag, or not stag do. What's it called? Like a bachelor.
Hen night.
Yeah, like a hen night. They went there, and it was like a nice vibe, and afterwards you go out to a bar, chill. And that's it. It's not nothing guilty.
I can imagine.
Guilty? You are guilty, bro.
No, you're not guilty.
30 years. years, bro. Me, my justice system, bro. You're getting 30 years.
Yo,
one strike, you're out.
Yo, imagine your man gone on his stag do. Yeah, you see a video of his head right in between ass cheeks, bro. That's just
no, but I already things. Know. But I already know. Like my husband or the person I'm gonna get married to on his stag night, I already know there's gonna be secrets that I'll never know. No,
she's gonna be in the corner. She's just watching the corner.
No, you think
gonna
that? Be there.
Like, no, I know that 100%.
With my cousins, like with our stags, yeah, like his stags, all we done was like pottery classes. Spa.
So who are you lying to? Because I know you're not lying to me.
Bro, the Bible.
Facts.
Bro, Bible.
Press circle.
But then, like us, man, we're just going on like long walks on the beaches. That's like really opening up as like male men. Bro,
you know, like male bonding. Like,
yeah, because it's really hard. It's
about deep dark fears.
It's really hard as like black men in today's society.
Have you ever stared at the ocean in like at night?
And take a deep breath.
Yeah. Opens up your chakras, bro. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the chakras. Yeah. The open.
Your chakras,
yeah.
Shit crazy.
Moon rising and...
Grand rising and that, bro.
So tell me what happened at your cousin stag do then. What happened?
So yeah, it was like pottery classes.
No, not that version. The real... Okay, wait. Am I capping though? Like when I say... I know that there's going to be things that happen on a man's stag do that...
The only thing, the secret was... I bottled some guy. punched up a McDonald's manager for no reason. Like I was just on one. I took absinthe.
Yeah,
I was
the green one.
I don't know.
Absinthe is absinthe. That is.
I remember
horrible.
I was you see them trams, yeah, but they're beer trams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I jumped on one. I chased it down, jumped on it, and the guy was like, "Get off!" I was like, "Yo, stop, bro." He said.
You gotta pay for those. You know that, right?
Huh?
You gotta pay for those.
Bro,
you know
it was
right?
there was people on there.
Yeah, I know. This wasn't your ride.
Yeah, 100%. So then I was like, this guy's not stopping. He's getting faster. So I had to jump off.
Okay.
Done a roly poly.
Mission impossible.
Yeah, man. It was. Mm-mm. Yeah, that was a movie for real, man. Like, you see,
that's all that happened.
Like, there's some absinthe literally made me feel like Crash Bandicoot. Like, you could just do anything. Like,
no, I've had absinthe. Yeah, I just woke up the next day, literally just bare scratches. Like. Walk up in a ditch somewhere.
Absinthe is horrible, bro. Absinthe is fucking horrible.
Whole night was blank.
Absinthe is fucking horrible.
Woke
bro.
Up, yeah, my phone, like a million missed calls, like, yo, I don't remember a thing, bro.
Absinthe horrible.
I've only had, but the thing is, I didn't throw up.
Like, never again, like, no.
I didn't throw up, like, I kind of just hacked it, but I've had worse nights.
Worse than that?
That's a great night. I was like, bro, I got into scrap. Police patted me down. Oh my gosh, I got robbed. Wow.
By the feds?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, tried to arrest me and he was like, what you got for me?
What, in the UK? Police in the UK?
Nah, this was one of them Eastern European ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way.
Czech Republic.
Budapest, no? You're in Budapest.
Yo, Czech Republic is fucking wild, you know?
It was one of them.
Wild. They have like, you've got certain amounts of certain drugs that you can actually have on you legally. And meth and heroin is one of them. There's a certain legal amount. Like, it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, no. Meth and heroin ain't really like party drugs like that.
Hey, that's hard drugs.
That's hard food, bro.
When you get home or whenever you get time, just Google it, yeah? You're going to be very shocked at the amounts you're allowed to have on you. There's actually these specific amounts. Oh, it's ridiculous, God. Bro. Like...
This nigga got me thinking.
It's so nuts, bro.
Drugs are long, man.
Nah, I'm cool on that though.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, I saw a bit of dark food. Yeah.
Out there.
and you know when you see it for the first time, yeah, like because it doesn't like register in your mind, like, but when you actually see it, it's like wow, it's like
it's there.
Yeah, like you know what I mean. Like this is really, I don't know, man. It's like I joke about taking it. Yeah,
joke. Side eye.
I joke about taking it, but it's probably like one of them ones when 85, doc says, not 85, probably like 90. Hopefully I make it to 90. Doctor says 2 weeks to live. I said, bet.
Done.
Oh, okay.
How about now, nigga? How about now? But yeah, it's like...
1 week.
But I've always said I've got this thrill for things where it's like, I want to try certain drugs just once.
I want to try that ashwagandha.
I feel like certain drugs that... It ain't just the one thing I don't think, bro. Is that
I like no.
A certain level, that's why they're addictive.
Like
yeah.
Oh yeah, heroin.
Crack, heroin. Those are
hell
crack,
no.
You know.
There's even like what is it? Fentanyl.
Fentanyl. Oh, that will kill you.
That type stuff.
STG, man.
But you see with crack, yeah. Not many people realize, yeah. Like a lot of people's parents were on the crack. like,
well, yeah, the '80s crack.
Bro, yo,
bro, like a lot of people, like sometimes
a lot of people are on the crack. A lot of people are
like, there's,
crack.
So, there's some people. There's
you
some.
Got suit out.
There's some side. Old people. Yeah, like some of my dad's friends. Yeah,
they're on the crack.
No, they're not in that.
Also, a lot of people, like early 2000s, late 90s, and whatnot, 80s, were smoking spicy spliffs.
Spicy spliffs.
Sizzling.
Oh, god damn.
Got the weed, got your wrist, put a little coke in that.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay, turn it up.
See, when it burns, it sizzles.
Yeah, no.
You're thinking, But at the same time, the music that was going with the crack.
Yeah, that was the whole vibe, innit?
Yeah, the R&B.
Yeah, that was the whole vibe.
Yeah. We need people back on drugs.
Huh? Yeah.
Get out.
He said, me and Chino spoke this all the time. A lot of our artists, yeah, when they're no longer depressed, no longer on drugs, they make
Chance the Rapper.
No. He's not lying.
Chance the Rapper.
You're
lying,
bro. I want your life to be horrible so you can make great music again.
The Weeknd got off drugs for a split second. Horrible music.
Eminem got clean. Shit drugs.
Rubbish.
Chance the Rapper on acid.
Acid rap. After, now it's Christian. Man, I shouldn't hear that.
He's a boo!
Get out of here.
Tomato.
Bro, how you go from acid rap to where the fuck you doing right now, bro?
Jesus is our savior. Come on.
I don't want to laugh.
You're in the hole.
Nah, I shouldn't laugh.
I shouldn't be laughing.
God,
this
forgive
is
me.
Dumb.
I can't like.
God, dumb.
Mad.
God knows my heart.
No, but real rap.
I got my own relationship with God.
Me and God are locked in my life.
No, but real rap.
Love that line, bro.
Real rap, though. A lot of guys come off the drugs and then start making horrible music. Real rap, though.
Wow, I didn't deep like that. I feel like we've got all right music now.
There's that missing though. There's that.
Wait, as in what? Are you talking about a specific genre? Are you talking about everything?
A lot of genres, you know. A lot of genres, man.
Everything's not hitting the same. No,
just there's something missing. Like, there's some soul missing.
Some soul.
Cocaine provides soul, man. Let's have a rap, man. The 80s.
I feel like you should try it and let us know.
Bobby Brown. Okay. I think.
Word.
Bobby Brown with.
Whitney Houston. You think Whitney can make that?
No, I want that Bobby and Whitney type of situation. I can't lie.
Hello. What?
You want that love? You got to do crack.
That's another level I'll get. I'm right.
You want that Bobby? People want that Bobby Whitney Houston love, but you got to do crack to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You both got to light up together, bro.
Because imagine you're with your cinnamon apple, yeah. And you times that by 10 with a little bit of crack.
Hey, yo!
Hey, you lot gonna be fucking like some wild kids, boy. Like, you're gonna be
in so much in love. We're gonna be so
because you
in
feel
love.
It way more, yeah, like, bro. That's why. Like, nah, actually, I hear your point now.
We're doing crack together, nigga. Like, that shit real.
If you mean it, take it with me.
You see when foxes be having sex and it's just screaming? That's the. It's like.
I have a word.
That's the kind of sex you'll be having off crack, boy, man.
You know what? Until DMX, I never knew.
They're never single, you know.
Yeah, ever. Ever, that's true.
But they're always in love with someone, isn't it? Always.
They're never single,
always.
Bro.
Even the nitties you see outside, they got someone. Yo.
Hey.
They don't even care what they're doing as well. Cover themselves with a little shit. They'll go crazy.
Nitties got game as well. Like. Because you see, when you're so desperate for something, yeah, you start pulling out that Shakespeare poetry. Yeah.
Yo.
But I never forget, I was arguing with my girl at the time in Shoreditch. Ooh. And, bro, this is...
I didn't know this is long.
I wasn't arguing with her. Oh, she was shouting at me. And I'm trying to...
I'm walking off. Don't shout at me.
This is moving like a movie. Because she's just... So basically, she found out that I slept with...
Oh, my
God. One of my friends, yeah, on the break we had, like a year break.
Right.
And she was like...
So a whole year break? It's going to waste, man.
Wait, is a break, like, really a break as in you're allowed to do whatever you
want
to do?
This woman has...
I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
As a female, am I allowed to do whatever?
No. No, because I'm going to hold you for that.
Yeah. I hate all you
guys. I'm going to hang you for that. If I find out.
That's 30 years right there.
Bro. Yo, facts. I'm throwing a book at you, bro.
That's 20 years we've been thinking about it.
I'm throwing a book at you, man. I'm throwing a book at you for that, bro.
Conspiracy right there. Conspiracy even do that.
Yo, conspiracy. You know, I'm throwing a... For the book at you, bro.
Break life.
No, guys, let's deep it. Let's use sense now, yeah? If you start can do whatever you want to do on your break, why am I not allowed to?
Is life, no parole.
Huh?
Life, no parole.
As Ludo said.
You're getting life, no parole.
I'm a dictator.
It's a dictator.
When have dictators ever been fair?
No, I'm telling you. You think I'm going to be reasonable? No.
Did he say any army reasonable?
No.
Did he say that? Right. Kim Jong-un, is he reasonable?
Exactly.
You know what? I'm a reasonable guy.
I'm not.
So what, are you letting her?
He is.
You can have a boyfriend on me.
Yeah.
You can have a boyfriend.
You can't be like, oh yeah, I just fucked this guy.
Yeah.
You can't be locked in with him.
But I understand the logic though. I get the logic.
And I don't know, you have a boyfriend.
But the boyfriend got to check in with me though.
I get the logic.
My forever.
I got to call him up. Yo, how's our girl?
Yeah. No. Hold my seat.
I'm ready. What's King Von? I'm ready. Hold my seat. Dog, she's mine too.
Yeah. Know what I mean?
Sharing.
Yo. Mine too. I ain't even tripping.
And this is why dating in this society. I think it's going wrong.
Is that really?
I can't lie. Follow my rules a day, and everyone be fine.
Everything you guys just said was so toxic. That's mad toxic.
I'm not toxic.
You're saying check in with me, and you're basically mine forever. Is what you lot are saying?
Yeah, no. There's a
we
lot
locked
of women,
in for life.
There's a lot of women. They know we're locked in. Everyone's got that one favorite ex, though.
No, yeah, it's true.
Don't act like you don't know.
Yeah.
Huh?
Wait, what did you say?
What's that?
God, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa!
What did you say?
Hey!
What?
Everyone's got one favorite ex.
Everyone has got one favorite ex.
I don't. I ain't got one.
Favorite vibe?
I guess, in a way. Exactly. Yeah, I guess.
It might be a current vibe or a vibe that you always keep coming back to.
If you used to speak to them tomorrow, it'd be
say
calm.
The name of your favorite ex.
Huh?
I'll do if you do.
You know, sick guy.
Keisha!
You know, sick people, man.
Yeah, but everyone's got that, man. You know, no matter the time spent, you guys look back in like just like that.
Yeah.
So it was good times, innit? Good vibes.
I can be married, me and you. You call me, get one call.
Oh, that's scary, man.
Man said, I'm one call away.
One call away, like.
I'm only one call.
I'll drop everything.
I'll drop my family for you.
These dusty ass kids.
I went to MJ. Fuck these kids.
You know,
you're pulling up to her. This should have been your word.
Yo, that line is one of the... That line was one of the funniest ever.
I've used that.
One of the funniest lines.
I ain't got kids.
One of the funniest lines ever.
One thing I used to mess with you, I should have kids like, bro.
Should have been mine. Should have been mine.
I didn't mean that, though.
That's a nasty line.
That's scary. If someone said that to me, I'd actually laugh in your face.
Some jumpers, you've got to test that seat.
Sometimes, man.
It worked.
Sometimes.
See, like jumpers.
Sometimes I just see how ridiculous it can be.
Before it doesn't work.
I'm expecting it not to work.
Yeah.
But if it works, it's a win.
Yeah.
If it don't work, I won't expect it to work.
You know what, yeah? With me, yeah.
Wow.
Women be getting like they've been letting me get away with murder.
Yeah,
I'd be saying anything.
I'm like a bad kid. If you let me be bad, why do I need to
but
change?
But do you not feel guilty? Like, is there not where you're like, I shouldn't have done that?
I'd be saying these ridiculous lines. Yeah, I'm just thinking, no way this should work.
Yeah,
it's either I get aired. Yeah. I don't mind.
Sometimes it works.
Unsend. Send it again. Bitch, I don't think you heard me.
Sometimes.
But nowadays, I just pull up with the high gif.
Got the high gif?
Yeah. Simple.
Safe.
Yeah. If you don't really fuck with me,
I ain't missing out.
But I don't be sending DMs anymore.
What happened to 2018? You used to tell us, bro, you pull up in DMs like, you look like the future mother of my kids, bro. But you be lying. I'd be doing that back then, man.
Yeah, but
long time ago.
Game's outdated now.
Yeah, man.
Them DMs go a long way, you know.
Actually, what's that thing called, bro? I Need That was a powerful one back in the day, man. Hey, RIP, I Need That, though. But that was the one, man.
We need to.
I Need That became too mainstream, bro.
Yeah, it did. It did the same stuff.
We need to have the honest conversation.
What?
I Need That was going off like 2% of the time.
No, it was banging.
It barely worked.
It was working.
No, but you know what it did work? I Need That. What do you need?
That's what?
No, literally, what do you want from me? What do you need?
You know what I want. That's not.
Yeah.
Now you're going to make me beg.
Word.
Well, then you shouldn't have said that. You should have signed it up better.
I've got to explain myself.
Exactly.
Because you know I'll send the voice note of me just barking.
I hate it. As soon as it hit mainstream media, yeah, it was.
As soon as Tukas and them started, like,
it was gone.
When
bro,
white people gone. Got a hold of that,
it was over.
When
man.
White people,
just put the wolf howling the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's creative. I've not seen that one before.
Hey, man.
Hey, free game.
Yeah, I'm free game. Hey, you got to pay for this. I'm putting this up on Patreon. Hey,
that is getting no one pussy. We're going to get bare complaints.
Blocked.
We're going to get bare booze.
Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, man. I needed to ask you lot something because I needed help. No, I didn't need help. But I was
going to do it anyway.
But I was chatting, to someone. And we're just reminiscing. And I was like, I was trying to involve the word, sex. in this thing, but I felt too awkward to like type
it. Was it a sexual conversation?
It was about to get sexual, but then you know when you're like, he's like, yeah, remember that time when we was what?
Oh, having sex, oh, we was fucking, oh yeah.
Yeah, like I don't know what to use because me, like, I went into the stupid ways of saying shagging.
Yo.
Oh, my God. Do you say that to a girl?
I love the word shag now.
Oh, for flip.
I feel like there's
white people, bro.
There's no better word than like for sex and shagging because it's like.
I'm not a shagging fan.
Nah, do you know what it is?
You say that to your friends.
Nah, man.
I don't even say that to anyone. Like,
you know what? Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, you see when like something becomes as a joke with me, yeah? It's like it's installed in my brain now.
It's part of your vocabulary.
So now, like, you know me, like, say if I'm a sex, like, I'm like, I just want to say it. And like, you know me, like, once I have something to say, I have to say
it. Yeah, yeah.
But what is there? There's fucking.
I just say fuck.
Sleeping together.
Sleeping together.
Red tomato. Wait, I think that's the best one you can say. Sleeping
probably,
together.
Probably, actually, to be honest.
Remember or, sleeping together? I don't want to sound sick.
No. Or no, we slept together. Yo, let's
remember
take,
when
let's
we
take it back. Let's take it back, man. Lashing. Let's take it back.
Lashing was crazy.
Let's take it back.
Lashings and thumping.
Thumping
was crazy.
That's crazy.
Because that sounded like you was trying to get a case or something, like just thumped her up. Woo.
Anytime I hear the word lashing, I feel like I need to have the, you see the Kanye glasses on with the lions on, bro. Yeah. I feel like I gotta have that on, bro.
Like old school, the chinos as well, bro.
Yeah.
Is this a conversation that you're having with someone that you actually like, or is it a girl that's just a ting? You know what I mean?
Huh? What does that mean?
That doesn't matter.
I like all my women.
Word. If I had sex with you, I like you.
No, let's be for real, guys. I understand. If there's a girl,
I don't have
that's
any
your
women,
ting.
By the way, I need to make sure that yeah, I don't have any.
But if there's a ting, I feel like it doesn't matter what you say. Like you could say, "Oh, we're fucking," or whatever.
No, but,
you
so can you shag it?
No, but you talk about
you could, I guess.
You talk about reminiscing, though.
So that means it's a girl that you actually like. Like you trying to like.
He's already done something with her.
Yeah, but you could have done something, but it doesn't mean you rate her like that. Like it doesn't mean you actually want her like that. No, not like that. But like. Whoa. As in no, feelings but
they're,
wise.
They're reminiscing, so
this might be how you treat men, you know. That's crazy.
No, do you know what it is? I have a lot of male friends. I understand how
male
she
friends.
That's another ick.
You know what?
I don't do
know what it is, yeah?
Yeah, that's big bro.
Okay, okay.
No,
my boss.
Like
my chief, my boss.
You know what it is, yeah? Like, we see with, like...
You work in a bank.
Yo! You see with, like, girls with, like, few male friends, yeah? It's not an ick for me.
Nah, I'm just playing.
It just makes the game harder for me because I know you'd be getting advice. He's giving you the lowdown. Oh, nah, he's doing this because he doesn't really fuck with you. Why are you telling her this?
Like you, we love you.
Why stick X banana, bro? Fair plays.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I feel like it's snitching, bro. What are you snitching
it's
for?
Snitching,
it's not.
It's not. Like, why are you feeling like, bro? Hey, leave me out of this, bro.
It's snitching, because
if you had a female friend, if you had a little sister, let's say, hypothetically, if you had a female that you're close to, innit, you would want to make sure she's not getting like taken for an idiot. Do you know what I mean? So why would what's wrong?
Part of the game.
The game is the game.
Special.
Yeah. Nah, bro.
You're right, but
everybody gets taken for an idiot.
No, you're right.
Yeah, but the game is the game, innit?
The only thing is, I'm comfortable knowing I'm a hypocrite. That's all it is. honestly speaking,
that's a step in the right direction.
Honestly speaking,
it is a bit annoying, like, cause it's.
He didn't call me in 4 days. Like,
it's not.
I'll be lying, say I am. I've been busy, but guys,
he's in your air. You know what's the worst is when they're in your air, just saying, he's definitely seeing someone else. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, but I need that type of advice because girls are delusional, man. Like, us girls.
Yes, that's
beautiful.
No. They're trying to be better humans. We're trying to be better.
Hey, Delulu.
Stay over there. Nah, man.
I like a woman that's very delusional. You know what I mean?
All about me.
Yeah.
24/7.
He's so a bit crazy. You like crazy.
No, not 24/7 because I'll be in my own world sometimes. I don't need you in there as well.
You're so dumb.
Suffocating me in that, bro. But I got a parole officer, bro.
Yeah. Women don't be...
Actually, another thing. Women don't have friends, bro.
No.
We get with a girl. Now she loses all her friends.
No. Let's talk about this. My nigga, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah?
All your friends. I don't know.
I thought no one was going to bring up.
Fake. Like, bro, unless you to be around you, like, go to your friends.
Do you know what the worst bit about this year is when it's taking you, like, a year and a bit to take this woman out, yeah? And it's like, she'd be playing hard. She's like, oh, no, I'm busy. I got work. And then you take her out. You have a great time, have sex. And then now, all of a sudden, she doesn't have a job. She doesn't have friends.
She replying every 2 seconds?
And she's telling
every 2 minutes?
Her calendar's fully open.
No. Take 3 3 hours like you used to. No. Take 3 hours like you used to before.
This ain't the same woman. I loved you because you had that job, man. I loved you because you had friends. And it's like, now she wants to do everything with you.
Now she ain't got no one in her life. Yeah. She ain't got no one, anyone to spend time with.
All of a sudden,
Everard is fake now.
All of a sudden.
You'll notice this now?
Bro, yeah.
Technically,
no.
A few years ago,
I had a problem. A few years ago. I was seeing this girl. Yeah, all of a sudden, we're just seeing each other. It wasn't anything crazy, and then it was like two, three months in.
Mm-hmm.
Now she wants to spend her birthday with me. Why?
That's a
it's
lot.
Just us two.
That's
why?
Intense.
I don't think as well.
Why do you want to do that? Where are your friends?
Literally, it's your birthday. You know, when you talk to a girl and the birthday comes up, like, it's been like a month. You feel like, I got to do something with you. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, if I tell a girl's birthday coming up, I just wait. Let me move to her after the
birthday. No, I don't want them to do that, though. Yeah. Guys will, kind of mess up the situation a bit, so you ain't got to do anything for the birthday.
Because come on,
you're
man.
A Virgo. Okay, yeah. I'll wait a few months.
Yeah.
Virgo's peanuts.
No, but I've had, like, the opposite kind of thing. But I remember just got chatting to this girl for, like, a month or two. And then my birthday was coming up. Now she's trying to organize shit.
Yeah, like, whoa.
Whoa.
And it was like,
lady.
Madam.
I was like, I don't.
I'm going beef with the lads.
It was like, I didn't want to be outside like that. Like, come on now. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But then, long story short, yeah.
When you really got like sex plan with someone else, bro.
Yeah. No, but,
come on now.
No, but what she's done to me was horrible. She took me out, yeah. And then, she wanted to come back to mine. And I was like, bro, I've been taken out. I've been wined and dined. I'm done. I just fell asleep. But she was trying to initiate sex. And I was like, nah, like not today. This woman went home and blocked me. And I've never seen her again. I was like, wow.
Wow.
I was like,
am I just a piece of meat? Yeah.
That was the day I felt like just.
Wow. So the girl paid for everything for your birthday as well?
I got litty.
Really?
You know when you just
look at this slag. Look at him. Look at this slag.
You know when you're too drunk, he's like, oh, I'm too drunk. I don't even want
to.
I can't eat pussy tonight. No, I can't even.
Oh!
I don't even know where the hole is.
Oh my days.
Oh, I've never known for that, bro.
But how come you guys don't take it like.
Like what?
Like, you see how the girls that you previously spoke to that have had something for your birthday, why don't you just go with them?
Would you just go with them and do what, sir?
Like, just go and just go out to eat. The girl wants to spoil you.
No, because women never forget.
I already have plans.
Wait, women never forget.
Yeah, but there's a day after, there's another day. You can do the next weekend. No.
Bro.
The
thing is, men don't come at birthdays anyway, so I'm not doing two things for my birthday, bro. Okay.
Women don't give you anything without a string attached. Mom's life.
That's even a female trait, bro.
Mom's life.
Give me best shit for your birthday.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Be a man. On your birthday, you should hate the world. Bro.
You should be depressed and at home.
I feel like
not rich.
I feel like guys should bring back Power League sessions for their birthday.
Yeah. Low key, I'm down for that. I'm cool for that.
That's all we should do. Power League.
Why not enjoy it, man?
No, because, like I said, women hardly ever give you things without a string attached in it. Yeah, they can't wait to tell the world how they bought you boxes, brother. On my mom's life.
No, but at
they
the same time, wait. I feel like girls.
Yo, I fed this nigga.
Pay for Nando's once.
Like girls like to give. Like if a girl likes you straight away, she's gonna give regardless. She'll give to you, and there's no strings attached to it as well.
Bro, this man a drug dealer to me. I hear you.
I feel away though.
I don't know, man.
I'm just naturally paranoid, innit?
Low key.
So what? You don't like taking presents or gifts from girls, innit?
No.
Really?
I still give it, but I went around them. I dressed you.
That's me. That's what me. That's what me. Bro. Nah. I can't lie.
It'll be difficult.
I ain't be getting gifts from women though.
You don't. Oh, you don't shoot.
Like, I'd be getting them after they've given the big gift to the guy that fucked up. So now, when I usually get them, it's like, she's telling me, I just took out a car finance on my man. I was like, I was one nigga away.
Why are you not done for me?
I was like, one nigga away. I was like. Like,
one nigga away from the matting. Oh, wow.
But you're always one nigga away though.
Low key.
Because one day a woman's going to get you that mad prize and you're going to be thinking.
Do you know what it's like? It's like finding her when she's done. She's done playing games. Now all of a sudden she want to be serious now.
Oh, that.
Boo.
Why do you, man?
Boo.
Why do you, man, say this? You, man, always say this shit, man.
What?
I want fun. I don't want serious.
Listen, what, why is it me? She wants to.
Why did I get the fun version?
Why is it me? But she likes you, didn't she? Yeah, but don't like me.
Why didn't I get the fun you? Why did I get the fun you,
bro?
No, but that means you got a good vibe. Like, I, Nio, just,
you know what
like
my
you,
problem
bro.
Is?
You're dressing well no more. You're in blazers. bro. Nah, bro. Just a bad be like.
But wearing blazers at 25. Come on. Hey, come on, man. In the club. Come on, man.
I'm learning what type of girl you are. Right now. That's what I'm learning.
Auntie, please. Auntie, please.
Just like my secretary, bro.
Dressing like she want to offer you a pyramid scheme, man. Get out of there, man.
That's it. I can't tell you what it is, but you need to show up.
Meeting, bro.
Oh, my God.
Pay £500, that means I get
£500. ACN ass niggas.
ACN, bro. I'm fucking crying, man.
Wait, point your shoes on that, bro. Like a Congolese, man.
Nah, but my problem with that, yeah, is when women be like to me, man, you're so unserious. I'm like, I know, man. A month later, she said, "What?" Like, she's shouting at me. I'm like, bro, you knew what you was getting into. Like, I am not.
Don't
like,
use me against me, bro.
Yeah, like, come on, like the one.
Don't take me seriously. Yeah, you know that.
But why are you still messing around? Leave me alone, bro. I'm so heavy on that shit. Like,
no, but you don't want to leave.
We're locked in, though.
Leave me alone. You're not serious. No, I told you I wasn't serious. Leave me alone. Though.
18.
What do you mean you don't want to go?
No, but you don't want to go. Yeah. Leave me alone. Yeah. You don't really want to go. Yeah.
No, you woman, want to you know, go.
Then why do you reply when I come back?
you know women, when they're done with you, they're done with you.
Yeah.
You don't want to go.
If
you know, it's like, no.
But the thing is, madam, you know girls are so much more emotional. So we're going to do whatever. Like, we're dumb like that.
That's like when.
That's all good for me, bro.
That's like me, man. It's like, I hate you sometimes guys. I know when my ex is on a period and I just hit her up.
What's wrong with you?
I miss you.
No, he's got
a flow app.
I got a pussy app. Just tracking her.
What's wrong with you?
2 days before, I miss you and I run away.
Run a grenade and just running.
I don't even like her.
Yeah,
it's been 10 years.
Just in the works. Just see if you got it. You know, have you ever done this year? You can sense a girl moving on. You don't want it. Just see if you still got it.
Low key.
Yeah.
We need to do something. We need to go.
The thing is, you'll shatter, you'll link up with her, that is it. And then, like, you'll never want to speak to her ever again. And it's like, what was the point?
Just to see if I got it.
Sick in the head. You don't see how you're sick in the head.
No, it's like, I stay ready so I don't have to get ready. Yeah. Like, if my jumpers are still wet.
Actually, not ask me.
What?
To no. measure my, what's your Itachi Uchiha? To measure my abilities.
Honestly speaking.
Measure my abilities.
No. Think about it. Imagine you're in a relationship, yeah? And you just want to test your shots, but they're not going to work on your woman because she already likes you. Mm. So you're going to test them out on random women. You ain't ever going to see them again. Like, you should be like, oh, you're looking beautiful and just walk off. Or just like, wow, say something slick. And then like, that one didn't work, cross off the line. Yeah. But then this is all just in case your woman leaves you.
Low key.
So you don't want to be the
thing is, you know what's horrible? I've seen a guy, he's been in a relationship for a long term, yeah. He finally leaves, he's in the jungle now.
Bro.
Stay ready.
When your boy.
But the thing is, it catches everyone. Like, it catches everybody, bro. Like,
jump in the jungle now, don't talk to women no more. Like,
because the game's moved on.
You know what it is?
Game's moved on. Everything, bro.
You come out of a relationship, yeah, and then it's like.
Your old jumpers don't work anymore.
You're in box park, yeah. You're in box park, scaring the hoes. It's like.
Scary.
Go to the bro, say like, yo, bro.
Yeah,
send this one out, bro.
Do you know what the best example of this is? Yeah, is 2020 and niggas that have been in prison since 2013 come out, yeah. And then now he's still wearing the baggy jeans. Yeah, that covering all the laces.
That's
and
a
that.
Good example.
And he don't know what's going on anymore. It's iPhone 7. Everyone's got iPhones in their hands. You don't know nothing
more. Bro's talking about how do I use this Apple Pay?
You know what I'm saying, bro, you don't know what's happening.
Bro's coming out with shillings.
You don't know what works with the hoes no more. Yeah. God,
but we need to have that discussion. Jail niggas, yeah, they be known. Jail niggas be like making women fall in love.
Because they got time! Time!
But they have sauce as well, I can't lie.
No, they got time!
Whoa. You said, I can't lie, like
you know.
No.
We got her, ladies and gentlemen.
What would you say? Wait.
We got her!
No, it's not me!
I'm intrigued.
Come on.
Have you held it up for a Joe nigga? It's a safe space.
Have you?
I'm intrigued.
Held a couple packs. She held the weapon in the room.
Yo.
How did we get here?
You know about hiding the weapon in your parents' room.
Yo.
Underneath the sofa.
No.
Did you hold it down for Joe Nigga?
But what?
Have you held it down for Joe Nigga?
Have I held it down?
Held it down.
Held it down.
Hey. Yo, you've been, by the way, yeah, you've been in this seat 40 damn minutes. You ain't scratched your arm once, like, not one time.
That's a tell.
Bro.
Next question.
Hey,
No.
Oh, I thought you was a good woman.
No, I haven't.
They show themselves eventually.
But I'm just saying, anyway, from like my friend situations, because
your friend. Well, only ever one friend away. Yeah, low key.
Let me my friend situations, like they all my friends have been like they would never hold it down for a jail nigga, and then they'll end up speaking to a guy that ends up in jail, and then they'll still be speaking to him.
Because, yeah, jail niggas got too much time in
their
hands.
That's what I'm saying. They got sauce.
Like,
they got,
know what I mean?
They got time.
If
I had all the time in the world, I'll treat my women right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll treat her very nicely.
All the time in the world, I'm responding on time. Yep. Yeah, I'm doing all of that.
Because I'm waiting all the time.
I have nothing else to do.
But now I've got work, bills. I got everything going on as well.
Right, so now you're busy, so you can't reply.
No, I mean, guy's in there, yeah, and his cheeks in the phone. He's never gonna miss a notification. Like, I'm telling you, it's not possible.
Bro's got his dick on the line.
Sometimes you might leave your phone outside and you miss a notification. We'll never miss it.
How's your bum vibrating?
Every time. I'm telling you, man. It's babe. Possible, man.
Hey, free the guys, though.
Free the man still.
Free you need to be freed.
When they're at the States, some of them at the States.
Well, do you like expect your girl to wait for you?
I'm not delusional like that, to be fair.
Really?
I'm not delusional like that. It depends how long I'm gone for, though.
Thing is, yeah.
Say just like a year or two.
A year? If you can't wait a year! You can't wait a year!
I can't, two, three years.
You can't wait a year! No, don't look at me. No, you said a year, so you know.
You wouldn't wait a year. I can't lie. If I go jail for a year, I'm not really telling anyone. That's not really time.
Yeah, that's not really time.
People are going to clock, though. People,
that's not even time, man. Man,
okay, 2-3 years.
That's when to come.
2-3 years.
So what, you think your girl's going to wait? Or would you want
No, she won't wait 3 years. Nah, man. I know that.
I let one of the niggas hit. I let Chino hit.
What? I appreciate you,
I'd rather it was you than a random nigga.
I appreciate you, but what? What do you mean?
Freeze
is nothing, bro.
Freeze is a long, bro. Yeah. For women, it's a long time, bro. It's not gonna happen, man. Even for on the outside.
No, 3 years for girls isn't that bad, you know.
On the outside.
Now, I know, don't get deceived by the internet. Girls,
you reckon?
Yeah, girls can wait still.
I know a couple of girls they'll wait.
There are niggas in your house like this. There's no way. I'm sorry.
There is.
I can't lie.
There is.
3 years and she's not at all.
I know people that haven't done anything
women?
Or like whatever.
No,
like
women wait, bro.
Yeah.
3 years.
I feel like with girls, like the longer you go the without,
hell,
you're fine.
Really?
Nah. Whereas you, man, them, you sort of just...
They're silly as hell, but shout them out, bro. Hold it up.
Me?
There's girls out there.
I don't know how long I'd wait, but I tell you...
I ain't waiting.
I am not Papoose. I am not Papoose. I'll tell you the truth. Anyway. I'll tell you right now. I am not Papoose. I'll tell you the
My
truth.
My bit's gone for one day.
I know.
It's gone.
For a couple of hours.
I'm fighting demons. I messaged her sister and shit.
She might not even be nicked yet. Low key. Hey, yo.
She's really sent her shit.
Yo.
Going on
remand and I'm doing bad.
No, you thought I was so fucked, I swear.
On remand and I'm doing badness.
Even I hear you got a case, like, yo.
So when she gets out, what?
Well, we go back
is she going to come back?
Carry on.
Oh, you just go back to it.
Get back to business.
Oh, like nothing happened.
Unless you got
I never gave my heart away, though.
Word.
Yeah.
I gave my heart away.
I kept my heart to you, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
My heart's not connected.
Like, we didn't talk about the stuff we talked about in bed. I didn't cry in front of her. You know what I mean? I only cried in front of you, babe.
She'll know me like you do.
I saved that one for you.
She'll know me like you do, man. She'll know me like you do.
You know what I mean?
She'll know me like you do, babe.
You are scary.
I'm sending my apple for real.
Facts, though. I remember you every single day, though. Man.
Shut up. Oh,
wow. Wow.
I write to you every other Sunday.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I never miss a day as well.
I still do handwritten letters, but you don't need to.
I'll never miss a day. I never miss a day either.
I ain't sending her peas though.
Oh.
You're not
sending her peas. You're a horrible guy, you know.
You're the worst.
I put money on the books, bro. Easy. Put money on the books, man.
Why are you not sending
her peas? Low key, I wouldn't even be involved with a woman that's Like, do you know how unladylike it is to go to jail?
As a woman, why are you in jail?
Why are you going to jail?
Why are you in jail?
No, like,
I mean, it could be a situation where she's been in a car crash and she's killed someone in the car crash and she gets arrested.
Listen, you deserve to stay there. Stay there. Like, some people...
Like driving in that,
yeah, like,
no, no, some people... Like some people...
You're going to give me straight 10 years for that involuntary manslaughter.
Rare.
I saw something in
10 years!
Yeah. Straight 10 years, boom, off the bat.
I saw something like in China where it's like they'd rather just kill you. If, like, if they hit you...
Yeah, because they don't pay the life... The medical bills in China.
Yeah, so this rabbit write you off.
No,
wow,
yo, it's crazy over that place. God damn, bro, it's crazy over that place. That is crazy.
But as I was saying, like,
waiting for a woman.
No, but as I said, has one of your guys ever gone to jail? Yeah, and like you can't even say free him because he low key needs to stay there.
Yeah, you in there?
What's that though? What's up, people like
you? You just got to send him love through Snap. Yeah. Send it down, big bro.
The best.
They free him. You're for murder. I don't condone it.
I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you.
Do you know what? I saw this thing, yeah. This morality test, yeah. I wanted to see what you lot's answer was. So it was saying, like, if you, your brother, and your best friend, yeah, are chilling at the yard, and it's like, you know, your best friend and brother aren't really close like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, so you turn around and you see your brother, you kind of see like side eye, like your brother push your best friend down the stairs and he dies.
Yeah.
And your brother says, yo, he slipped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need you to tell the police that he slipped.
He slipped.
He slipped. Uh-huh. But you kind of know that he pushed him.
He slipped.
You holding it down for your brother?
He slipped.
But it's your best friend.
He slipped.
Are you looking at me to answer?
Yeah.
He slipped.
I was about to, he slipped. There you go. But
RFP, bro.
Yeah, a lot of things that come into context, but yeah.
Because I don't want to lose my brother and my best friend.
Yeah, one of them's gone now.
Well, yeah, exactly. So I'm not sure if I'll salvage this. He slipped.
What are you doing?
Why did he push him though?
They just didn't fuck with each other.
It's context.
You just knew they didn't fuck with
so
each other.
So you don't fuck with each other, now I should.
He slipped.
Nah.
It depends.
What are you doing?
Is this a freak thing, or has he been unstable the entire time I've known him? My brother.
Nah, sorry, I'm spilling all the facts. Too late.
Really?
You don't fuck with him, so you push him down the stairs and he dies. Nah, fuck that. See you later. I'm out.
Yeah, to your brother, to your man's. You grew up with him.
You shared rooms. You shared a room with him your whole life. You know. Yeah.
My brother pushed my best friend down the stairs.
Actually, it's a girl. It's different because your brother pushing a girl.
It's a bit much, though.
Saying so.
Your.
Do you know what pissed me off though is that if your sister had done it to your. Oh, my best friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She slipped. You know, but what pissed me off? Yeah.
Slippery and that.
Well, like, told the council. Yeah. See, you know what I mean.
See, with me, I'm nasty though. That. My brother's on the tab though.
If I defend you, yeah, and I stop you from going anywhere, and then you kill someone else or you do something again, nah, I'm. Flying to the police station.
I debit into my account every month, bro.
You know, you owe me for life. Yeah, you owe me for life.
But you know what it is, yeah? It's just the fact that, like, imagine just living with a sick nigga like that.
That's my point. I asked. I said, yeah, is this the first time? Or have I always not stable? Has it been unstable like this the whole time? Has it been this unhinged? Because I'll never sleep right again.
I would move out. I can't, like, nah. I don't really like it, I can't lie. I'd be too paranoid.
That's mad on the
I don't trust
bro.
You, Tupac, I don't fuck with you.
What's that mean when Tupac goes crazy?
Is it Menace to Society? Nah.
Tupac, man, isn't it?
Tupac.
Not
Tupac, sorry.
Above the Rim, not Above the Rim.
Juice,
yeah.
There we go.
The guy was good, you got insane.
Tupac was tweaking in that.
Tweaking that movie, bro.
These people aren't, bruv, unhinged, bruv. Like, yeah, I can't. Yeah. It all depends. Has he been unhinged just today? Just today, just change.
Nah, I don't trust it still. I feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to fuck up again. You're going to do something again.
Oh, he might kill me. That's the problem.
You know what I mean? What? My mum might shout at you and you're going to get angry. Nah, sorry, get out.
I'll get him around Alex, bruv.
What?
What, bro?
What'd you say? What'd you say?
Nah, my boy.
You lucky that I was fucking daydreaming.
Nah, my boy.
And the autistic moments, bro.
Chill.
Is it autistic? What's the word? Well, you got ADHD, sorry, my bad. The wrong A. The school, sorry.
Therapist tried to put that one on me.
Autistic as well.
I said, nigga, shut up. Nigga, you know too much.
I had a business
how many diagnoses this guy got, bro?
Bro, they give me everything, man. STDs, ADHD, fuck you.
Go there for one place. one doctor, bro. None of restaurants have everything, bro. What do you mean you chicken and kebab?
Imagine going to the doctors thinking you just got ADHD. He's telling you STDs and autism.
Got cocktails of just stuff.
Nah, what you said is funny because I know their restaurants as well. They just got everything in there.
Do Chinese as well.
Hey, when I was
in. When did you do Chinese and Indian, bro? That's the side of Asia, bro.
Hey, I swear to you, in Turkey, yeah. Turkey wasn't a real place, yeah. So we obviously link Moses' uncle, yeah. And he takes us to one in Turkey.
He lives in Turkey?
Yeah. Nigerians are everywhere, bro.
Where? Yeah.
Bro, he's like to us, he's like, come to this Nigerian bar. I'm like, in Turkey, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, we go there. They pull up the menu, Alaska, yeah. Bro.
Real facts, though. No, bro, but there is.
I was just
saying for another day.
Bro, the food menu had Nigerian food, Japanese food, Brazilian food, had Thai green curry.
What are you going to meet in jollof rice and sushi? Like, that doesn't make sense.
I swear to you, yeah, I had jollof, yeah, with green curry. Yeah, I swear, I was in a maze, bro.
What did you say?
Bro, and the funniest thing is the restaurant's like there, yeah, like, and then, like, right next to you is the door to the club.
There's a club.
What?
There's a club.
Niggas ruined everything in there. Niggas only got one spot. They said, we put every. Barbers.
They're making money, though.
Barbers, a hooker lounge, everything in that place.
Masseuse.
Yeah, no, literally.
There might be one in the back.
But the Nigerians in Turkey, I just couldn't believe it. There's no reason for you to be in Turkey.
What are you doing in Turkey?
The polar bear in Texas. No, there's Nigerians everywhere though, man.
There is.
What are you guys doing everywhere, bro?
I don't know.
Thing is, England, man. America understand that, like, first world countries and whatnot. What the fuck are you doing in Turkey, bro?
Sorry to get into football, but before we end, you see Man United linked to that Japanese Sane goalkeeper. I said, why is there a Ghanaian and Japanese mix? Yeah, and the funny thing
is, what's Ghanaian doing in Japan?
Wait, he's mixed race,
No. He is dark, yeah,
but he also looks like
he also looks Japanese.
Oh, I think I know who you're about.
But he's also got like USA, like what do you call it as well? He's got American citizenship as well.
Yeah,
so I think like, his mom's from Ghana and his dad's from Japan, isn't it? The keeper, isn't it?
So there ain't no reason.
That's crazy.
Like, what are black people doing there, bro?
There's a
black person in South Korea.
What are you doing there?
But there's some like black people that they're a bit different on the inside, you know.
No, but
yeah, like
Nigerians be everywhere. No.
That's what I'm saying.
Somewhere in the Polish, like what you call it, yeah, under 21, under 17s, yeah, there's a kid in there and he's got the most Igbo name, bruv. The most Igbo name.
What's Nigerian in Poland?
And he's in there. And he plays for the Polish national team and all. I said, God damn, bro.
I don't mean to be racist, yeah, but I just feel like Nigerians really started this homosexual world.
Yeah. Let's have it. I just feel like
you lot were just fucking anything.
Why is your baby put a stone in you, bro?
It's like,
come on, man.
It's like, come on, man. Let's have some self-respect.
Do you know what? Have you heard of this church called RCCG? Yeah, it's like a proper Nigerian church. Yeah, it's a Nigerian church. Yeah, but it exists in like it's either Alaska or the North Pole. There's one in there. There's one over there as well.
Wait, we're back. What? Where Santa Claus is,
bro? There's one of them there as well. So I was like, bro, we're everywhere though. We're really everywhere. Like, so I can't really complain, innit?
That's insane, bro.
There's a big community in Brazil as well. Like, there's a huge community.
Brazil
in Brazil
makes sense though.
Do you know what it might be? And please don't strike me down for saying this. It could be like slavery in that though.
These are actual Nigerians
there's African Americans who don't know their background. You go to America. But this Nigerian traveled 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Why is Chino's uncle moving to Alaska 5 years ago? Can't even blame COVID. Like, it's reason.
I've got like I've got a family of cousins,
isn't it?
No, I've got a family of cousins in South Korea. And China.
South Korea?
And China, yeah.
Wow.
One of my aunties, he's like half Hungarian as well. Like, it's a lot.
Hungary!
A lot of things going on, bro. There's a lot of things, man.
Let's wrap it up, man.
Olen Wingate. Olen Wingate was like half Hungarian and flipping. Russian, man.
No,
Her 23 and me was nuts.
We're everywhere, man. We're doing everything.
No, but why is it though? It's called work, it's called money. Like, what is it?
Yeah, money, to be honest with you. No, like, wherever like there's money to be made in Nigerian people.
There's money in Alaska.
There's definitely money.
There's no money in Alaska.
You don't know that. Have you ever been? you don't know that. You don't know that.
Man.
Texas, man.
It's like oil. You see Nigerian people, there's this money there as well. It's like oil. So I find when you find oil.
Let's wrap this up, man. But yeah, this is episode 67 or 68, I think. But
one of them two, bro. One of them two,
man. I don't even care anymore. I'll just keep recording for my mental health anyway.
This is therapy, bro.
This ain't even
I've been holding the shit in from that. Yeah,
this episode of Personal Vibe, it might not even come out.
They closed out the studio as soon as you made it.
Editor died.
Shame.
Gatekeeping is real. You got gatekeep sometimes, man.
But yeah, no, but love for tuning in, you know, it is.
Imagine you take a thing, someone takes a next man.
Rubbish, bro.
Their restaurant closed down.
Well, women are rubbish like that as well, bro.
What, you can't take? I can go back there if I want to with a next man.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Why can't I? I like that food. Why not?
No, you can't.
So you're telling me you're going to avoid every restaurant that you've been with, every possible thing?
I'm not, but you are.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be there.
Yeah. I'm going to tell the waiters, like, yo, this one, yeah.
Broski, we'll be at the restaurant together with our new dates.
Nah, you have to forget. You have to forget.
Polish gun. No ID, no entering. Yeah. No getting in.
Nah, blank.
No, let's get out. Let's get out.
No, Vladimir, man.
Let's get out.
Shout out Petro. LT Pod. Don't forget the hashtag LT Pod. Like, share, subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah. YouTube.
Let us like interact with you on that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
All the social media.
Yeah. What's
follow me on Instagram as well, MarGraceXX.
Yeah, we'll put your socials underneath.
Yeah, Alex.
I will not be. That's too much editing.
Just search me.
You just on Instagram. That's it.
Yeah, Instagram and YouTube, but everything's the same. It's over there. It's just MarGraceXX.
Word.
Over and out. Thank you.
Over and out.
Lovely. And watching Love Island.
Oh my god, what time is it? Wait, that movie night last night?
I only watched two episodes, yeah. And it took me one episode to find out that how much of a weasel that Mitch Nick
is. Oh, Mitch.
That is a weasel.
Wait.
God damn.
I love it. He's great TV, though.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a friend like that before?
No, not like that.
No.
I would have punched him in the mouth.
You having a friend like that is scary. They're tapped, isn't it? No! I'm not fucked.
What was that? We was bouncing.
You're scary, and you're scary. You're even more scary.
We were bouncing.
What do you mean you're bouncing off me? You're the one that was opening your mouth.
No, we were bouncing off you.
Nah.
The energy. We bounced off the energy.
Nah, bro.
You know me? It's just the character.